the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Friend, how are you? This is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And we try to have a theme each and every program. And today we're going to continue our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. So we'll hear some great worship music in the midst of all of that as well. So friend, I hope you can join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Our God. That is Bethany Dillon right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today, friend, we are focusing on part two of our series, Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Everyone knows that gambling can be addictive. But did you know that teenagers and the elderly are the newest at-risk groups for gambling addiction? Yeah, researchers say that loneliness is the reason. Whether an elderly person has lost a spouse or a teenager feels left out, loneliness is real, and it can really hurt. But friend, did you know that it's possible to be alone yet not be lonely? The Bible tells us that Jesus said to his disciples, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age," Matthew 28:20. No matter how alone we feel, we are promised that God is beside us every day of our lives. Amen. God's promises remind us of God's presence with us at all times. Psalm 125 verse 2, "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever." Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Carolla. Hope and pray that your weekend has come along quite well. We're continuing our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Tell you what, you can always tell how much I value something by the effort I put into finding it. Now, if I lose a paperclip on my desk, I only look for a second before grabbing another one. But if I lose my wallet, I won't rest until it's recovered. Did you know that there's a way to measure how much God values us? Yeah, the Bible says He loves us so much that He sent His Son to earth to find us. Think about that. God giving His Son because you and I were lost. Nothing makes me feel so valuable as knowing what God did to find me. Friend, God values you, too, more than you might realize. Remember, He would have sent His Son to the cross even if you were the only person on earth. Luke 19:10 says, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost."
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. And
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Love. God's praise, then when we first begun.
Oh, I love that song. A great rendition of Amazing Grace right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll on this Sunday, June the 9th, already 2013. Today we are continuing our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Well, a young seminary student was serving as a chaplain in the emergency room of a large charity hospital when a woman was brought in who tried to take her own life. Now, he did his best to comfort her, and after a few minutes in her agitated state, she looked up and asked, "Are you Jesus?" I'll tell you what, without thinking about it, that young student had fulfilled his life's purpose: to reveal to the world the compassion of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the world will know Christians by how they love others if their love is like the love of Jesus. 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Friend, act in selfless love today and be Jesus to someone.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. On the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Great News Radio invites you to study God's Word with your radios tuned in to the many Bible teachers. You are listening to Great News Radio, heard on 4 frequencies covering East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, and also streaming at greatnewsradio.org.
Maranatha Singers, and He Knows My Name, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio, this already 9th day of June 2013. And friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time here with you as part of your weekend. This 30 minutes went by really quick, hasn't it? So, hey, if you have a song request, question, or comment about this program, feel free to drop me a line anytime. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Or you can drop us a line anytime to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course, right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.